A researcher at the University of Massachusetts Amherst has secured a $1.5 million federal grant to implement and study opioid treatment programs in two county jails in western Massachusetts. The three-year project aims to deliver medication to about 500 people while they're in custody at jails in Franklin and Hampshire counties and follow up on their treatment after release. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Elizabeth Evans, assistant professor in the university's School of Public Health and Health Sciences.
This is a major shift in how jails operate, and Franklin County especially, the sheriff's office there has really been on the cutting edge of delivering evidence-based care to people who have opioid use problems, and it, I guess, represents this idea of criminal justice institutions embracing a public health approach to addressing this epidemic in addition to being concerned about public safety. So we're hopeful that the lessons we learn from these jails can help disseminate evidence-based care, not just in Massachusetts, but nationwide.
The jails are participating in a pilot program that the state has launched to provide medication for inmates. What will your role be in this?
Last year, I worked with the two jails to secure federal money to prepare them to deliver medications in the jail, to strengthen what it is that they're doing, and then to connect with community providers such that when individuals are leaving the jails, they're able to more easily access needed treatment in the community. So although the two efforts will probably coincide a bit, they are sort of these two separate projects that will be happening at the same time.
Your interest is in what happens to the inmates after they leave the jail?
Yeah, actually we're doing both things. So a set of activities will be around delivering medications in the jail, and Franklin County has been doing this already since 2015. And so I'm working with them to help them to adapt and their practices to the Hampshire County Jail. So the jails are kind of working together to learn what's working well in the Franklin Jail and then adapt those best practices in the Hampshire Jail for delivering the different medications. And then both jails are wanting to improve their reentry services so that when people leave jail, they're more easily able to access needed care. So it's really about making those linkages and maybe working with inmates as they're leaving jail to understand what might be the barriers that they're encountering as they try to access care in the community. And it could be things like helping them to sign up for health insurance that they're eligible for, but they need help actually acquiring, but also just getting to and from the treatment facilities. Many of them maybe have transportation problems or challenges or other logistical barriers that we're hoping to help them resolve so that they can more easily access care.
Are you also going to be doing a study to determine whether these programs actually are effective?
Yeah, so in many cases, this is sort of a big change in how the jails are operating. And so it's an opportunity to hear from them directly. What do they think is working well, why, and how? But then we'll also be talking to the participants to understand what are their outcomes as they leave the jail and enter care in the community. Yes, I'll be performing a formal evaluation and research study to understand the outcomes and how do those relate to the medications that the participants received, but maybe also in relation to the other services that were provided to them under the program.
And your data from this would be available in when? 2 years out?
Yeah. Well, the information on the implementation practices, sort of, you know, what's being done differently, and that the findings from that part of the study will be available in the summer. The outcomes, though, would not be available for another year or so. So the idea is to follow people for 12 months. So we need time for people to exit the jail, and then we'll follow them up, you know, 3 to 12 months and keep checking back with them to see how they're doing. So we want to understand their use of services within the first 3 months after they exit jail, but then continue to follow them up to cover a full year of time after they were released to see how the outcomes look or change over time.